Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends and money-making ideas. I'm Sabri Saran and here are the top headlines at this hour. Tech Mahindra Q1 PAT surges 25% quarter-on-quarter to ₹1,353 crore. Cabinet okays amendments for privatization of general insurer. Cognizant to hire 100,000 people to mitigate attrition impact. India gold demand rises 30% in first half of 2021. Airport Authority of India earned ₹30,069 crore from JV Airports. Government mulling follow-up scheme to Amrut. Let us take a quick glance at what happened on the Lal Street today. Bulls made a comeback on the Lal Street on Thursday as domestic benchmark equity indices settled higher, snapping the three-day losing streak. Investors shrugged off the volatility of monthly expiry thanks to buying in metal and select IT stocks. Strong global cues aided the sentiment further. BSE Sensex added more than 200 points to close above the 52,650 mark. Nifty 50 gained about 70 points to close at 15,778. BSE Midcap and Small Cap Index added up to 1% each. Fear Gauge India VIX eased over 5%, slipping below the 13 mark. On BSE Sensex, Tata Steel led the gainers back, surging 7%. Bajaj Finserv and SBI jumped 4% each, whereas HCL Tech added 3%. Sun Pharma and Bajaj Finance each gained 2%. On the contrary, Maruti, Power Grid, ITC and Bajaj Auto each declined 2%. Dr. Reddy's, HUL, Axis Bank and Kotak Mahindra Bank shed up to 1% each. Over 490 stocks hit upper circuit limits for the day and about 190 stocks tested their 52-week highs during the day. We have Vinod Nair from Geojit Financial Services with us to share his views on the day's action and the road ahead. Welcome to the show, sir. Do you think the market rally will sustain after the Fed's commentary?
Fed commentary is hawkish. It does indicate that they will tighten from the current easy money policy in the future as the economy and pandemic situation has improved a lot. But this is not a big surprise. It is as expected. It will reduce the amount of foreign inflows in the future, but the low interest policy and the government's fiscal stimulus is maintained. So possibility of a deep fall is low as the overall strength of the financial market is maintained. Some consolidations can be expected in the future, and the implication to the market performance is that the level of returns we had in 2020 and 2021 will not happen. So strictly follow being stocks and sector specific and reduce the overall risk of the individual portfolio.
Metal stocks were back in action today. How should investors play the theme?
Metal stocks were supported by the huge infrastructure fiscal stimulus finalized in the US. It is also supported by some reports stating a fall in supply from China due to a rise in export duty. China, being the largest producer, will help in increasing the international prices in the future. We can expect metal and mining sector to provide a better quarterly results in the future, which does indicate as a good buying opportunity.
We also caught up with Rohit Singhri of LKP Securities to decode the technical charts for you. Nifty 50 crossed the 15,800 mark today. Where is it headed now?
Like we said in the last time also, that Nifty again back in the its range, which is 15,600 on the downside, 16,000 on the higher side. So I think it is trading in between somewhere in the range. I think going forward also 15,700, 15,600 will be a fantastic support. On the higher side, 15,900, 16,000 will be a crucial hurdle. So I think until unless we don't see any decisive close on the either side, we may see the range to extend further. So I think 15,700, 600 will be a fantastic support. 15,900, 16,000 will be the strong hurdle. Trader can use the mentioned levels.
What is your take on Nifty Bank?
For Nifty Bank too, I think the range is continue again on the downside. 34,300, 34,000 are the good support for the Nifty Bank. On the immediate basis, 35,300 are the hurdle. So I think the strong support, if you can ask me, is 34,400, 34,300 odd levels. So until unless we are trading above that level, the structure is positive. Longs can be hold with keeping same trailing stop loss of 34,300 on the downside. And let's say, like I said, if we manage to hold above 34,300 odd levels, we are good to go towards 35,000 on the immediate basis, 35,300 on the overall basis, and the overall the upper range upper band somewhere coming around 35,700, 36,000. So I think the narrow range one can say the overall range is 35,800 on the higher side, 34,300 on the downside. So this is the range that Nifty Bank in trading. Longs definitely can be hold.
Asian markets ended higher for the day. Major European markets were trading with gains in the first few hours of trade. US stock futures were up, hinting towards a positive start to US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.